Candid Camera, Breadline: Bernie Sanders' Decades-Long Defense of Socialism, Communism. By Kyle Morris on February 25, 2019. While he is no stranger to controversy, a series of newly discovered videos shed greater light on 2020 presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders' radical ideology towards the rise of communism and socialism. A few of the videos, which were uncovered or reshared by the Reagan Battalion, showed Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, praising Cuban dictator Fidel Castro and stating it is a good thing when people are forced to line up in the streets for food. While he spoke at the University of Vermont in 1986, Sanders recalled his excitement as Castro led the Cuban Revolution. "I remember, for some reason or another, being very excited when Fidel Castro made the revolution in Cuba. I was a kid and I remember that. It just seemed right and appropriate that poor people were rising up against the rich, ugly people." Sanders defended Nicaragua's communist dictator Daniel Ortega in 1985 when he chose to humiliate a reporter because he referred to Ortega as a communist and a Marxist. Daniel Ortega was elected president of Nicaragua in an election. "Why don't we use the phrase Daniel Ortega, democratically elected president of Nicaragua?" After a trip to the Soviet Union in 1988, Sanders praised Moscow's effective public transportation system, youth programs, and cultural programs, which he claimed go far beyond what we do in America. "I think it's also fair to point out that when we were in Moscow, for example, I think most of the people here also were extremely impressed by the public transportation system. The stations themselves were absolutely beautiful, including many works of art, chandeliers that were beautiful. It was a very effective system. Also, I was impressed by the youth programs that they have. They're palaces of culture for the young people. A whole variety of programs for young people. And cultural programs, which go far beyond what we do in this country." During a 1985 interview, Sanders praised Castro as he claimed Castro educated the kids, gave them health care, and totally transformed the society. During the interview, Sanders also claimed Ortega was an impressive guy and admitted to giving him advice on how to improve communications with the average American. "One of the things that I think I learned on my trip, you know, as a socialist, the word socialism does not frighten me," Sanders said. "I think it's probably fair to say that the Nicaraguan government is primarily a socialist government. The point that I try to make to many of the people that I spoke to is they're getting killed in the American media," Sanders stated. "My point to Ortega is they are not getting their message of what they're trying to do out to the American people. There's just no question about that." A clip that made the rounds when Sanders sought the Democratic nomination for president in 2016 also resurfaced as Sanders claimed it is a good thing when people line up to wait for food due to starvation. "It's funny, sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is, that people are lining up for food. That is a good thing," Sanders exclaimed. "In other countries people don't line up for food, the rich get the food and the poor starve to death." Last week, Sanders, a self-described socialist who recently announced his bid for the 2020 presidential election, faced scrutiny from his Democratic colleagues after he refused to label Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro a dictator, or Juan Guaido as the nation's interim president. After one video surfaced of Sanders praising the Soviet system, Donald Trump Jr. reacted by mocking the Vermont senator's sentiments. "Breadline: Bernie would like for everyone to know that, sure, communism may have killed millions of people in the USSR. But don't worry because their children's puppetry was amazing. Seriously, just watch, #BreadlineBernie," Donald Trump Jr. said in a tweet. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.